Working with the one day a week, year one consecutive program has many advantages. Among other things, it offers teacher candidates time to get to know the school and to build strong professional relationships with mentor teachers, students, and other school personnel. The first year of the two-year program will focus on the development of professional understandings and relationships within the school community. Teacher candidates will attend placement at the host school for one day per week during the fall and winter academic terms. Teacher candidates will have responsibility for participating actively for the whole school day, undertaking a range of experiences such as working with small groups and/or individual students, deconstructing their understandings of teaching and learning with a focus on links between theory and practice, facilitating classroom transitions, co-planning and co-teaching with the mentor teacher, and engaging in lesson study. Schools are encouraged to welcome a cohort of teacher candidates who will have the opportunity to experience different school settings, divisions, non-classroom, rotary, ELL, special education, etc. throughout the year. There will not be a teaching block in the first year, nor will there be a requirement to independently teach and plan during the one day per week placement. At the end of year one, having immersed themselves in the work of the school each week, and having developed strong professional relationships and understandings, teacher candidates will be well prepared to take on independent planning and teaching in the fall semester of year two. To successfully integrate teacher candidates smoothly and effectively into classroom routines, and to address the reality of shifting school demands and complicated timetables, we are happy to share the expertise of our mentor teachers who have contributed the following creative ideas. A successful approach is to identify particular routines early in the placement and assign these to the teacher candidate for ongoing participation. When teacher candidates are given this responsibility, they have an opportunity to think ahead and establish patterns in working with students that facilitate learning for both teacher candidates and students in the host classroom. This approach can work at all levels and in all subject areas. Here are some examples of how this works. In the primary and junior divisions, a good starting place is often to involve the teacher candidate in the morning routines, such as calendar, story reading, current events, etc. This will help teacher candidates to establish themselves with the students. Teacher candidates might support guided reading groups or facilitate extension or remedial activities for some students. Teacher candidates might offer to bring their expertise that will build on their strengths, personal interests, and undergraduate studies. For example, a teacher candidate might work with the mentor teacher to co-plan a lesson each week with a focus on arts, sustainability, geography, or health and fitness, addressing appropriate grade-level cross-curricular expectations in mathematics, language, or science. Such lessons engage both teacher candidates and students in the host classroom in the learning process and often bring new perspectives to the mentor teacher too. In the intermediate and senior divisions, similar strategies work well. For example, in science class, a teacher candidate could be asked to provide input on how a particular concept has implications for the environment. In the French classroom, a teacher candidate may take responsibility for working with individual students or small groups to support vocabulary development, or share understandings of French cultural activities or traditions in the contemporary world. In business, a teacher candidate could participate in a weekly micro-teaching case study to reinforce the curriculum concepts and to support literacy skills development, such as reading for meaning or making informed arguments with individuals or small groups of students. In civics, politics, law, or history, a teacher candidate might engage specific students in a weekly current events discussion that is relevant to the topic of study. The routine involved in these simple strategies reduces the need for last-minute communication and planning. Identifying curricular strands and specific weekly activities allows for autonomy and creativity on the part of the teacher candidate, without a requirement for independent teaching. Students in the host classroom will appreciate knowing the routine that unfolds weekly and look forward to the teacher candidate's time in the classroom. No doubt you have other great ideas that work well in supporting the one-day-a-week consecutive practicum program. We hope you will share your ideas with your colleagues and with your York Practicum facilitator.